I'll tell you what, let me do this real fast. Let's have a motion to amend the agenda to add an item.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that would be considered item number 7A. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A will be...
Second.
Mr. McCloskey. I think he knows that. It deals with Nassauwattis Creek dredging project from last month. Mr. Holland.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I would like to bring up the Nassauwattis Creek dredging project, which we addressed at our last meeting. I'm sure you remember that Spencer Murray requested a permit to dredge the mouth of Nassauwattis Creek and put the spoils overboard. At our meeting, Katie Nuez, Northampton County Administrator, and representatives from the Corps of Army Engineers presented this as a demonstration project with the county and the Corps and the Nassauwattis Citizens Group headed by Mr. Murray working together to make the creek navigable while we awaited the funding to complete the Corps' project. On my motion, based on the above commitments, our board voted unanimously to issue the permit to Spencer Murray. Shortly after our meeting, the Northampton County Board of Supervisors voted to return the assessed monies to residents of the tax district to pay for the local portion of the project and to inform them that they contribute funds to Mr. Murray if they wanted to do so. At this point, I have talked to Doug Stamper of the Corps to ascertain what role, if any, Northampton County plays to have in this project. He has heard nothing from Northampton County since our meeting here. But it appears to me that basically what we have done is issue a private citizen the right to dredge the mouth of the creek and put the spoils overboard. Obviously, this was not my intent when I made the motion, and it may be a precedent that is not in the best interest of this board. I want our board members to know that this was not my intention of my motion. This is why I'm bringing it up for discussion today. I apologize for putting the board in this position. However, I was acting on good faith. What I would like to do, Mr. Chairman, is put this Nassauwattis Creek project on next month's agenda and request the Corps and the Board of Supervisors and Mr. Murray, the representing the citizens group, to come and give us an update of where we are and what at this point in time in this project.
Mr. Graham, just a couple of questions. If you care to comment first before I ask, it would be fine if you've got any ideas or...
No, my only question for JT is, in putting the Nassauwattis Creek Federal Project on next month's channel, is your request to get an update on the 2005 permit that the commission approved for the Nassauwattis Creek Federal Project Channel, or Mr. Murray's project, which was in a slightly different location? And
Mr. Murray's project.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to clear up.
We can put Mr. Murray's, you know, back on next month's agenda.
However, from a legal perspective, and I'll ask counsel here, if the permit, although there were some questions that you and I had discussed about certain conditions of the permit, mm-hmm. Permit has, by law, been established and been issued.
Permit has been approved.
Been approved.
I don't know whether the permit has been issued.
Okay. But if Mr. Murray says now that I want my permit as it is, as it's written, without any other things, he would, between now and next month, be able to get that permit, would he not? And,
well,
of course, he's got a lot of different other conditions. He's got the pre-dredge survey, things like that that need to be done.
Which was really the issue that was brought to our attention. Mr. Holland's motion, if you look at the minutes, which mm-hmm. you approved this morning, was approval as proposed.
Right.
The permit that staff drafted contained normal boilerplate or staff conditions that we normally put on a permit in conjunction with a commission approval.
Right.
Pre-dredge conference, post-dredge bathymetric survey, 6-inch overdredge tolerance, you know, they're boilerplate. They're not what Mr. Murray request it, in all honesty. So the question really was, we drafted the permit as we normally would,
mm-hmm.
sent it to the applicant for execution. I don't know that it's been executed,
mm-hmm.
because in reality, there are conditions other than the standard conditions which staff put in there, which were not proposed by Mr. Murray. So that the only question that we had was the motion designed to cover not just approval of the dredging and the overboard disposal, but the other conditions, or in fact, was it merely approval as proposed? And we can certainly put it back on the agenda for clarification.
Well, I think that's what needs to be done. I think it needs to be put on there for clarification, as well as to discuss these other items that have come up in the that caused some concern.
I think by putting it back for clarification
does it all.
Yeah, I think it would allow the commission to address its approval, which would get at Mr. Holland's request for an update on the status of the federal dredging project and things of this nature. Because I don't, while he's vested, I guess, to a certain extent in the approval, what we're really discussing at this point is what that approval entails. So, I mean, we can certify, notify all parties and put the Murray application back on, and at the same time get the Corps to give us an update by virtue of the recent Water Resources Development Act that Congress just passed, you know, as to whether or not there's any additional funding or where it stands for the actual Nassauwattocks federal.
Yeah, because they just passed the word of the subject to the President's veto.
Correct. And I don't have any idea what's in that act that may or may not address small projects like, you know, the Nassauwattocks. But clearly Mr. Murray's intent was not to override that, but to do something in an interim, mm-hmm. you know, basis. But, okay. I mean, we'll
just need clarification.
Let me ask.
We can do that.
Since we're asking to add an agenda item, do you have any questions from the Commission on the matter? Mr. Fox.
I was not present at the last meeting, so I know none of the details, which probably is an advantage. But it seems to me we...
Some people go through life with that premise.
Mr. Grab has sent the applicant a document saying, sign here.
It has not been. Okay.
And if he signs here, doesn't he have a permit?
Yeah, yes and no. The document has not been sent to him by virtue of some issues that the applicant raised that were conditions placed on the permit that maybe he believed that it wasn't his intent to have placed on there, such as the normal things we
usually
do.
Right.
So the answer to your question is no. Could he call today and tell me to send a permit? I don't know.
He has the approval. He doesn't have the permit until it's been signed by the commissioner. So there is no permit. What he has is an approval.
Nothing has been mailed to him yet.
The original draft permit document, I believe, has been mailed for execution, but the letter says it's not a valid document until you sign it, return it, the commission signs it. So he does not have a permit.
And won't if the commission...
Until the commissioner signs it.
Yeah.
Correct. And at this point, whether he says I agree or not, the commission has raised in advance of that final execution...
Well, the question. The record, based on issues that he raised as much as anything else,
correct.
I won't be signing it. Or my designee won't be.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what his concern is with the standard conditions. It seems to me that whenever the commission approves any permit, it's approving the standard practice of the staff to include those general conditions.
But they didn't understand that. I think what they figured, what their understanding was, having never done a dredging permit independently, they were not aware of pre-dredge conference, post-dredge bathymetric survey, different other things that were appended to the back of it. He just basically thought, I propose this project, this is the way it is, and these other things were a complete surprise to him.
And the other thing, we need to know where the Corps is on the project, whether this and where the county is, if it's still a demonstration project. And if it's not, we need to deal with it. If it is, then we don't have a problem with it.
We got one more
question. Yes, sir. Counselor.
I'm sure that I've seen at least one and maybe more dredging projects carried out by private individuals or groups of private individuals, permits approved by the commission.
Correct.
And I'm just wondering why Mr. Holland would have the concern of approving a dredging permit by a private individual. If the Corps steps out and the county doesn't want to do it.
I'm not saying I have a problem. I'd like to know where we stand. In other words, it was submitted to us as the Corps being on board and the county being on board and this being a demonstration project and a stopgap measure until the Corps project could go forward. If that's not the case there, then we need to look at it as an independent dredge. That's
so the bottom line is what we will do is add. Yes, Mr. McCluskey.
Prior to the last meeting, when this board approved the application, one of the members of the Corps called me and asked me if I would change it to the be in favor of this dredging operation since the Corps did not have the money. They fully supported it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're still in position.
Okay. I think that's what I understood, too, when they were here. By virtue of the testimony the gentleman had here, he was very supportive of it. Mr. Tankard.
Right. I guess I'm confused. It seemed to me when I heard the testimony, the representative from the Corps, they said, we don't have any money today, and we're not going to have any money in the foreseeable future.
Right.
And so I saw this, in my mind, as a resident of the Eastern Shore of Northampton County, application by the individual, not an application by the individual in Northampton County and the Corps. And I didn't see anything counter to that assumption.
May I add to that? The Corps was very concerned about the inadequate channel that exists today that is a federal channel, and that the fishermen could not get in there to make their living because of the very shallow existing channel. And this was an effort to temporarily help the community and the fishermen in that area.
And I think both points made by you and Mr. Tankard can come out while also accomplishing what Mr. Murray had concerns about of the additional conditions when we hash it out next month.
My understanding was sort of an emergency situation with the existing watercraft trying to get in and out. Today. So that's the way it was kind of presented to me.
It may have been, except I'm not so sure, based on the information that was provided to me, whether the emergency was such of exigent nature in comparison to the additional conditions that when the draft permit showed up, that they didn't need to be discussed. That's my only...
Well, those conditions weren't presented to this board at the time we approved it.
Oh, you're right.
That's kind of a gray area, in my opinion. Is it something that the board could waive those conditions on this one particular application?
Well,
I don't know what the conditions are, but I think you said about it's a boilerplate type of condition.
The question really was, like I said, the motion was approval as proposed, and Mr. Murray didn't propose some of these standard conditions that we put on dredging projects. I think those caught him slightly unawares. And that was the confusion that I think he initially raised regarding the permit document. But because of subsequent to Ms. Nunez's appearance, I think there's been a decision by the county to give back some of the money that was being held in escrow as part of the county items of local cooperation that they're required to do in conjunction with the federal dredging project. And so there's some question as to whether, the federal project may go forward.
I guess my
question
is that this commission needs a very clear clarification of what we're doing. I'm not saying I object to
correct
Mr. Murray putting the dredges overboard. I think we need to get a permit issued, so we know what we're issuing. Right now, I don't know. I thought we had a demonstration project with the three on board. Apparently, from some things that have happened since our meeting, that doesn't appear to be the case. So, I would just like to have clarification.
And one thing that my impression was that because that these groups were involved, the government entities with this individual. Sidecasting disposal of dredge material, isn't something that we grant very often, and I don't know that it's ever been granted for an individual to do it on his own. And the only reason why I, thought it would be okay was because it was in conjunction with the county in the Army Corps, as opposed to them just saying they don't have a problem with it and then walking away, which it seems like is what's happening. And I don't know, but so.
Mr. McCluskey has a question.
Is the root of this problem the fact that the county is returning the money to the individuals that contributed to the applicant? If so, could they keep the money in a box for the purpose it was?
Well, no. In essence, I think when the application came forward, as Mr. Holland has indicated, it was perceived to be a stopgap interim measure until funding could be acquired for the federal project channel, which is in a different location and is designated by an act of Congress as far as its location. If that is no longer feasible or possible, then the question, like for any individual, is, well, where should the channel be? You know, should it be here? Where should the material go? And I think some of Mr. Murray's and some of the discussion was related to the fact that this is really short term, and it's just to get us over the hump because of the failure of the federal government to allocate money for these small projects. And so I think what I gathered from Mr. Holland was, if it's not stopgap demonstration, county core, short-term sort of a project, but something that's on its own merits, you know, where are we? And is this really, you know, what the commission wanted to do? And I don't have the answer to that. But we can, if it's a pleasure of the commission, we can put it on the agenda and, you know, for next month. I mean,
my motion.
Motion's been made by Mr. Holland. Thank you.
Second.
For bringing, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I don't know what we need to do to get all the players to get the whole to get the big picture, but I think we need the whole story.
Right.
What's going on, with whom, what, where, and the conditions that were there, are they going to remain on there, as Mr. McCluskey brought up, or were they not on there, or just, don't want to hear it one more time.
We'll touch base with Mr. Stanford and the people with the Corps, and there may be something in the recent word act that Congress has passed that has a bearing on it. I don't know.
That'll be fine.
We'll find out and deal with it.
Thank you. We'll be in adjournment until 12:15.